It's time for the truth. I'd like to invite you to study the Word of God, to praise, honor, and glorify the name of Jesus. It's a beautiful day. I'm glad that you're tuned in to listen to us today, and I hope that you enjoy the study of the Word of God. We have been studying just last week and this week in the book of Jonah. We studied for many months in 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. Well, now we're in the book of Jonah. We go back into the Old Testament. So I ask that you would open your Bibles to the book of Jonah. It's not very big. In my Bible, it's about 3 pages long. And so you may skip through it if you're not familiar with, particularly with the Old Testament, some of those smaller books. And so you may have to go back to the index to find it. So I'll give you a few minutes to do that. I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church, and we're located in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor. I'd like to invite you to the services that we have, and we begin Sunday school at 9:30, and 10:35 is a church service each Sunday morning, and at 7 o'clock on Sunday night we have Bible study. Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock we have a ladies' Bible study. On Wednesday night, we're back here at 7 o'clock and have Bible study again. Each time, we're studying a different area of the Scripture. Please come. Again, we're studying the book of Jonah. We're going to read from verse 1 through verse 11 today, and so please that you have your Bibles open now, I hope, and follow along. If you're not able to do that, please listen very carefully. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, and he paid the fare, and went down into it to go with them into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind unto the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was in danger of being broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship unto the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think unto us that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. For they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? And from where comest thou? What is thy country? And what of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who hath made the sea and dry land. And then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do for thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea raged and was tempest. Now, that's a sweet reading of the precious Word of God. And let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin the study. Father, we thank you today that we can search your Word and read your precious Word. I thank you that we live in a country where we have the opportunity to own the Bible and to have it in our possession and to read it whenever we want to. And Father, I praise you for that, and please continue to allow that freedom and liberty so that we may have it. I ask, Father, that you will touch every heart today, that each time that they hear the Word of God, and I know what the Word of God does to my heart, and I ask, Father, that that same precious, sweet Word will touch the heart of each and every listener today. If this is the first time, Father, they're listening, penetrate their heart. If this is the 50th time that they've listened, penetrate their heart, that you may receive the honor and glory. And Father, I ask through this study that they will realize that they're sinners, they realize that you're their Savior, and they need to come by faith to you and be saved. So please, that everyone listen very carefully this morning as we continue the study through your precious Word. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The sweet Word of God, and a lot of folks, as we talked last week, we spoke that to many people, the book of Jonah is nothing but an old fish story. And you know the sad thing about fish stories, the fish stories change. They become always exaggerated, always something that's much different than what actually took place. Well, when we look at the book of Jonah, it's almost the other way around. They've taken many things away from the book of Jonah. Other than, you know, when you go fishing and you catch a fish, and if it's a 3-pounder, by the time you've told two or three people, it became a 5-pounder. And so you kind of exaggerate a little bit. Well, Satan would not allow us to exaggerate the book of Jonah because it's too much against Satan, against the devil. And he hates it. And so he has convinced most of people today not to read it, that it's just an old fish story. Well, we looked at it last week there just for a few minutes in the 17th verse. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. That's the main reason. And there's many other reasons why Satan hates the book of Jonah, but that's the main reason. And as we talked about even Jesus himself in Matthew chapter 12, in Luke chapter 11, speaks of the death, burial, and resurrection. It speaks of Jesus. Jesus himself speaks of Jonah. And so please that you don't, maybe today will be the first time that you kind of set aside now this thought that it's just a fish story, something maybe didn't actually happen, didn't really happen. Maybe you've always were taught that it was just a fable and it never took place. It did take place. And again, Jesus himself refers to that. Now, you know, we try to look at the Word of God, and this we're going to get back, and I kind of jumped ahead there on you to the 17th verse because we didn't even read it this morning, didn't read it last week. But I want you to see what we're heading towards and so that you can enjoy it and look for it. You know, we have a man here, and now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it." You know, it was a very, very wicked city. And when you look at Nineveh and you go back through the history of the scripture and you search the Word of God, and I love the Word of God. We start in the book of Genesis, and on Wednesday night while we're studying through the Bible, we have gotten to this point through the book of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and now we're in the book of Numbers. And many of you maybe have not spent a lot of time in the Old Testament. You're missing some sweet blessings. And to know the Old Testament is for us to understand the New. And so I ask that you no longer ignore the Old Testament, but study and search it. As I said last week, you know, when we come into the Word of God, we have Genesis, and we have Jonah, we have Hebrews, and we have the book of Revelation. And those are some areas that Satan hates and despises. Really, really hates those scripture verses and those Bible books because it stands against him. And so, and anything that is so clearly stated of Jesus himself and who he is and what he's come to do for us and that he is victorious, Satan hates that. And so he does everything he can do to get us away from it and get us off of it, again, to turn it into a fish story. Again, this isn't a fish story. This is a truth. There's a city, and that city's name is Nineveh. There was a man's name, and that man's name was Jonah, Jonah the prophet. Jonah was sent to preach the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection unto this city of Nineveh. Now, this in itself is a beautiful story, a story that took place as you would read any account of a mission work for if you have been involved in any kind of missionary work. Maybe you went to another state in this country, or maybe you've been involved in foreign missions. When you do that, when you involve yourself, this is a picture of what Jonah does too. You know, Jonah went into Nineveh. Now, he didn't go right away. He was called to go right away. That town needed to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus. There's a couple things that we need to look at here very early in this scripture. Number one, that Jonah himself, you know, as we come through the scripture, we find that Jonah was a Jew. We also find something, and that is that Nineveh was a Gentile nation. They were a heathen nation. And so when God calls Jonah to go to Nineveh, it's sure not a town or a community where he would have family and friends. It was a great distance away. Chances are Jonah had never been in Nineveh, and he had no purpose or reason to go to Nineveh, and let alone to go and proclaim the gospel. You know, sometimes God will call us to do something. Maybe it's not what we want to do, but he calls us to do it. Well, he calls every one of us to do something, and that thing is to preach the gospel. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, if you're a Christian, then you're to proclaim the word of God. You should be prepared and ready to sit down and tell somebody very lovingly, very kindly. You can use, some folks call it the Roman road. We can go through Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, Romans chapter 10, 9 through 13. Go through the what they call the Roman road, and it does. It tells us that we're a sinner, the cost of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life, and it tells us whosoever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's all stated in those verses that I just quoted, Romans 3:23, 6:23, and Romans 10:9 through 13. And so as you look at those verses of Scripture, you know, we should know those. We should be able to tell people that the wages of sin is death. We should know and understand very carefully, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's many other verses in Romans that folks use. Romans 5:8, please that you search the Word of God and know how to tell. If you're a Christian, be ready to tell somebody else that Jesus loves them as Jesus loved you, and Jesus died on the cross for you. And he had to die on the cross for you that your sins would be taken away. And when he died on that cross and your sins were taken away, that he has given us an opportunity. And that opportunity comes by the means of a free gift. And he gives that free gift to anyone that will take it. Now that is no different than the message that Jonah was told to take to Nineveh. Now, I want to keep us together here just a little bit to think about, because Jonah, we know, and let me just read it for you so you can kind of be with me a little bit again. Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. This is the second verse of the first chapter of Jonah. Cry against it, for their wickedness has come upon me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare, went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Jonah, as it says in the first verse and second, now the word of the Lord, so we know that it's God speaking unto Jonah. The word of the Lord came unto Jonah. Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. Their wickedness has come up before me. So we have a direct call from the Lord unto the prophet Jonah to get up and go to Nineveh. Now, as we talked about last week, you know, some folks talk about that he must have been asleep, because it says in verse 2, arise. But you can also find in many verses of Scripture where they are told to arise and go. And so please that you don't, we're not sure the condition of Jonah's heart, other than he was not prepared to go to Nineveh. He may have been busy in the Lord's work. Most folks think of Jonah being very lazy and laid back and not doing what he's supposed to be doing. He definitely did not listen to the Lord. And so we can criticize him there. When he listened and he didn't like what he heard, he ran away. That's not good. Now let's think about our own lives. When's the last time that you told somebody that Jesus saves? When's the last time that you had an opportunity and you ran away from that opportunity because you thought they would criticize you, or they would kid you, or they would joke to you, and you just couldn't quite take that kind of criticism, and so you stayed away from it. You did not tell that person that you love very much, that you care for very much, and someone that you wanted to, and you knew that the Lord had brought you together so that you could tell that person that you know Jesus loves you, and you know what Jesus is doing for you. He came down here upon this earth for 33 years. He lived upon this earth, came from the presence of God, His Father, came and left glory, left heaven, and came down here upon this old cursed wicked earth. And He lived here for those 33 years. And the last 3 years is what most folks call His ministry. And in that 3 years, Jesus taught of Himself, proclaiming that I am God. Yes, He took on the body of a man, a perfect man, a man that never sinned those 33 years. A man that never sinned because He was man and He was God. He came for one purpose. This is 2,000 years ago. Came for one purpose, and that purpose was to fulfill His Father's will. And His Father's will was that Jesus would come, live, die, be buried, and rise again. And He fulfilled every request and desire of His Father. He lived. He died a horrible death upon the cross of Calvary. Old Testament text tells us repeatedly that he will die upon the tree. Unless the Son of God is lifted up, Son of God, the Son of Man, lifted up, will He be able? He had to be lifted up. We had the representation when the serpent, back in the book of Genesis, they had to look unto this serpent as Moses lifted it up. They had to look unto that to be healed and kept from dying. But we need to do the same thing. We need to look unto the cross. And we need to tell people they need to look unto the cross of Calvary that they'll be saved. Well, then when He died on that cross, He hung and died on that cross. And then 3 days and three nights later, doesn't that sound familiar? Back to the 17th verse of the first chapter of Jonah. 3 days and three nights, Jonah was in the belly, the fish's belly. Jesus was in the grave 3 days and three nights. And He came out of that grave victorious, alive. Alive, not corrupt, not decayed. Jesus saw no corruption. The beautiful, sweet message we have of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. That's a message that we're to take out. That's the same message that was told that you're a sinner and you need to be saved. Face your sin. No one can be saved. No one needs to be saved until they realize they're lost. Did you think about that? Jonah here had a message to take to Nineveh. And he had to tell them, first of all, of their great wickedness, how evil and how wicked the people in Nineveh. And they had went beyond anyone's imagination in the level of wickedness. We think this country is continuing, and it is. It's continuing to decay and deteriorate and become more and more wicked every day and every week and every month and every year. There's things that go on today that the average church member doesn't even blink an eye at that they would not have begun to tolerate 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And today, it's no big deal. My friend, it is a big deal, and sin is sin. And just because we have become comfortable with it, God still hates it. Now, Jonah, he was told by a command of the Lord to go to Nineveh, to go to a city that was very large, that was a city that he didn't like the people there. They were Gentiles. And so he wasn't even asked. And I've kind of been talking to you about, what are you talking to your friends about? Are you telling them that Jesus saves? And you know that God's touched your heart. I'm talking to you, Christian. He's touched your heart, and you're supposed to go and talk to that friend of yours or that neighbor of yours, someone, and you need to go. But you decided not to. You've decided to run. You've decided to leave. You decided to go another direction and not be obedient unto the Lord. Maybe you're scared of telling some people about Jesus. You don't know how to. My friend, are you truly saved? If you're really saved, then you just think about what Jesus has done for you. And think about it long enough that you can put it into words, that you can sit down with that other person and tell them, Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. Jesus saves. Please that you bring those folks to the cross. Jonah was called to do the same thing to Nineveh, but it was a little bit different because this was an enemy. This was somebody he hated. This is somebody he didn't like at all. They were totally separated. He didn't want anything to do with them. You know, to whether it was the lifestyle that they led or whether it was just because they were Gentiles. They were heathens and Jonah was a Jew. They didn't want anything to do with each other. Now, you know, a call like that would be a little different story than being asked to go talk to a friend or someone that you know. Someone that you love, somebody that you care for, and sure do not want them to spend eternity in hell because you were too scared to tell them that Jesus saves. Jonah was called to go to a city where he knew they would hate the Word of God. They would despise God. They would reject God. They would want nothing to do with what it represented, and they would probably hate Jonah. They would hate him so much that he could walk into the city and they would just put him to death. So you see, it's a little bit different, isn't it? So we better not be criticizing Jonah quite as much as maybe what we've been criticizing Jonah. And we sure don't want to call this book, this sweet, precious book, a fish story. Because it's a far cry from that. It's a man of God that was called to do a job, and he ran away. Sound like anybody you know? I'm afraid it sounds like all of us. He told him in verse 2, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. Preach unto them that you are a sinner, that you're dying in your sin. Oh, that's a sweet message. When's the last time that you sat in your church pew and heard those words? The preacher stood up there and pointed his fingers at you and said that you're a sinner and you're going to die and go to hell in your sin unless you trust in the cross of Calvary and come to Jesus today and be saved. When's the last time you heard those words? Think about it. Look into your heart. Do you know Jesus? Maybe you're one of them that we started out at the beginning of this study and you thought you were a Christian because you went to church. That doesn't make you a Christian. The only way you can be a Christian, the definition of a Christian, is Christ-like. How can you be Christ-like with the way you live and the way you act and the things you say? To be Christ-like is to do the things of Christ. You must study His Word to know the will of God, to know the will of Jesus in order to be like Him. So you see, there's going to be a change when you come to Jesus. And I hope that change has already taken place because you've trusted in Jesus and you're growing in Him. But maybe you've never gotten to that point that you've become a witness for Him. Say, well, I live a righteous life. My friend, your life has to be that way, needs to be that way. If it isn't that way, go before Him and ask Jesus for forgiveness. He will forgive you and begin a life walking after Jesus. But your talk has to be the same. Your walk and your talk needs to match. Now, Jonah was very afraid, I believe, of those two things because, number one, they did not want to hear what Jonah had to say. Does your friend, does a person sit next to you in church, do they like to hear those words? You're a sinner. You're lost. You're condemned. You're damned in your sin, and you're going to die and go to hell. If you don't come to Jesus and Jesus alone. Now, my friend, what do you do with all these other things? You can let's add some of those things. Let's bring in some baptisms. Let's bring in some church membership. Let's bring in the faithfulness. Let's bring in that you've taken the Lord's Supper faithfully for the last 15 years. If you've done all those things, you've never missed a church service. You've been so faithful to work in church. All those things, but you may have missed something very, very important, and that is that Jesus saves. Jesus loves you, and Jesus went to the cross. Don't cover it with this religious work that you have. Cover it by His precious blood, and come to Jesus today. Now, you know, this man Jonah, he's going now to Nineveh. They're going to run away, but he's called. If you've read the book before, you understand that he eventually goes. There's quite a few things that take place before he gets there. And we have here that he is called to go, and he chooses not to. Now think about that, and think about how many times that we do the same thing. He tells him what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to, for their wickedness has come before me, so cry against them. Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish. He was leaving. He was running away. And if you'll notice some things that we have here, and we're going to pick those up next week and continue. Jonah rose up into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down. There's some things that happen when we leave the Lord. We never go up. Any time that the Lord has asked us to do something, has commanded us to serve us, and we say no. Maybe he's told us to quit doing something. Maybe we're told to quit smoking. Maybe we're to quit drinking. Maybe we're many things. And I don't want to pick on those things, because whatever the Lord has dealt with your heart about, you need to do. And until you do that, you no longer are growing upward towards Jesus Christ, but you're going downward. You cannot move forwards and be disobedient unto the Lord, Christian. You can't do it. You have to move forwards, and the only way you can do that is by being obedient unto the Lord. Now, Jonah found the same thing. He said no, and he started going down. And so we have many downs here. He went down to Joppa. He found a ship in Tarshish. He paid the fare. There's always a cost. You think you can be disobedient unto the Lord and it not cost you something? You're wrong. You're mistaken. You're deceived. If you think that you can turn away from the will of God and not cost you very, very dearly. My friend, a half hour sure goes by very quickly. And as you well know, we spend a lot of time talking about Jesus, because Jesus saves. And we're looking at a man here that is a prophet of God, a true prophet, and yet one that chose not to listen. Please, that you listen. I hope that you listen to the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus this morning. Jesus saves. But just to listen isn't enough. My friend, you're going to have to do something. And each time I close this program, what are you going to do about Jesus? There's an action. Please do it today. Come to Jesus. Sit down and write me a letter and tell me that I've just come to Jesus. I've just realized I'm a sinner and I'm saved. I've come to Jesus. My friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?